I'm Sarah McConnell. We're talking about how Thanksgiving brings people together, whether you're with your biological family or your chosen family. And chosen families go back farther than you think. Our next guest is a scholar who's found evidence of non-traditional families in a surprisingly traditional place, the works of William Shakespeare. Alicia Andrzejewski is a professor of English at the College of William and Mary. Alicia, your research shows so many unexpected family formulations in Shakespeare's plays. I guess now we'd call them alternative families or chosen families. What types of groupings are you seeing in the plays?
Well, it's interesting to think about how Shakespeare is held up as this epitome of Western civilization. You know the canon. Everyone knows who Shakespeare is. He's the most produced playwright. And all of his dinner parties, all of his what we might call the traditional families are, I wouldn't say massive failures, but, you know, the parties don't go well. If you think about King Lear's retirement party, you know, his favorite daughter refuses to say that she loves him. If you think about the dinner party in Macbeth, where he sees Banquo's ghost and his wife is desperately trying to, you know, salvage the situation. I mean, there's just so many examples of families gone wrong. Even Hamlet, right? Shakespeare's most famous play opens up with a wedding feast. His uncle has married his mother. His father's just died. You know, he's saying they're using the same meat that they use for the funeral for the wedding. So this is some dark family gatherings and dark traditional families and moments of unexpected kinship and intimacy are fleeting, but they're there.
What's an example of one of the plays where you catch a glimpse of a non-traditional family coupling that you're talking about?
So my absolute favorite is in A Midsummer Night's Dream. You know, it's one of his most beloved comedies. It's often the play that parents will give their children as an introduction to Shakespeare because it has fairies, it has animals. But it's actually very dark when it comes to how the family functions. The play opens up with a father threatening his daughter because she doesn't want to marry the man that he wants her to marry, with death. Theseus, who's sort of ruler of Athens, says, you will marry the man your father wants you to, or you will be put to death or sent to a nunnery. And that's very dark. That's not a happy family that we would say is functioning well.
Segment
1. I'm Sarah McConnell. We're talking about how Thanksgiving brings people together, whether you're with your biological family or your chosen family. And chosen families go back farther than you think. Our next guest is a scholar who's found evidence of non-traditional families in a surprisingly traditional place, the works of William Shakespeare. Alicia Andrzejewski is a professor of English at the College of William and Mary. Alicia, your research shows so many unexpected family formulations in Shakespeare's plays. I guess now we'd call them alternative families or chosen families. What types of groupings are you seeing in the plays?
Segment 2.
Well, it's interesting to think about how Shakespeare is held up as this epitome of Western civilization. You know, the canon. Everyone knows who Shakespeare is. He's the most produced playwright. And all of his dinner parties, all of his what we might call the traditional families are, I wouldn't say massive failures, but, you know, the parties don't go well. If you think about King Lear's retirement party, you know, his favorite daughter refuses to say that she loves him. If you think about the dinner party in Macbeth, where he sees Banquo's ghost and his wife is desperately trying to, you know, salvage the situation.
Segment 3.
I mean, there's just so many examples of families gone wrong. Even Hamlet, right? Shakespeare's most famous play opens up with a wedding feast. His uncle has married his mother. His father's just died. You know, he's saying they're using the same meat that they use for the funeral for the wedding. So this is some dark family gatherings and dark traditional families and moments of unexpected kinship and intimacy are fleeting, but they're there.
What's an example of one of the plays where you catch a glimpse of a non-traditional family coupling that you're talking about?
Segment 4.
So my absolute favorite is in A Midsummer Night's Dream. You know, it's one of his most beloved comedies. It's often the play that parents will give their children as an introduction to Shakespeare because it has fairies, it has animals. But it's actually very dark when it comes to how the family functions. The play opens up with a father threatening his daughter because she doesn't want to marry the man that he wants her to marry, with death. Theseus, who's sort of ruler of Athens, says, you will marry the man your father wants you to, or you will be put to death or sent to a nunnery. And that's very dark. That's not a happy family that we would say is functioning well.